time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Take a dozen railroad whistles, braid them together, and then let one strand after another drop off, the last peal so frightfully piercing as to go right through you. According to Stanley P. Young, a biologist and author, this is how stockmen have described the sound that my friend and I heard last spring as we hiked through the stunning Lamar Valley in Yellowstone National Park. From the vivid description just mentioned, you might be able to guess what we heard that early evening. If you said a wolf's howl, you're right. But howls are actually only one form of vocalization that wolves use to communicate. Other sounds include growls, whimpers, and barks. My friend and I decided to investigate each of these sounds and see under what circumstances wolves use them and why. Growls are deep, rough sounds. They're audible up to a couple of football fields away and are produced as an exhaust of air through the wolf's partially open mouth. The growl is usually generated during food challenges and is a strong threat behavior. Between pups and adults, growling serves a disciplinary function to restrict a pup's behavior. For example, a female may discourage nursing by growling at the pups as they approach. Overall, growling appears to be a distance-increasing vocalization. Wolves also make whimpers, which include whines and squeaks as well. All of these are characterized by their pure tone and high pitch. Whimpers are usually more soft tone and, like the growl, can be heard up to a couple of hundred yards away. The function and importance of the whimper depends on the social context. When an adult whines to a pup, it indicates concern for the pups. A pup whines to solicit care from adults when it's cold or hungry. Whining is also part of sexual behavior. It's been observed that whining occurs between males and females during the breeding season. Overall, whimpers appear to encourage close encounters, as opposed to the growl, which discourages this and seems to say, "Stay away." Barks are a third type of vocalization. Wolves bark to warn the pack that other animals have invaded their territory. This bark, the alarm bark, consists of short sounds and usually precedes a howling session. A wolf's bark can also serve as a threat or challenge to the intruder. This type of bark has a distinct sound and pattern to it. It usually consists of two short barks, followed by a drawn-out bark that flows into a series of softer, lower-pitched barks. Wolves may also bark while hunting as a call to gather the pack together. And lastly, barking may indicate any kind of excitement. Although all the wolf's vocalizations are critical to communication, the most recognizable of these sounds is the howl. In ritual howling, a pack of wolves groups together before a hunt and lets out a chorus of howls. No two wolves will howl on the same note. The howl of a wolf is used as identification, just as fingerprints are used for humans. When a wolf hears its pack's distinctive howl, it will follow the sound back to its fellow pack members. This is especially helpful when a pack is scattered around a dense forest late at night. So the next time you and your friends are out camping in the woods, take a minute to listen to all the sounds around you, and you too may be able to hear the great cry of the wolf. Tara Mahoney and Katie Stillerman wrote this week's Field Note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can find out about our upcoming Saturday Discovery Day programs and other events by calling 327-0405 or check out our website at www.montananaturalist.org.